Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me as always is our lead analyst, Jane.
Thanks, Paul. It's great to be here and dive into today's 15 stories from across the AI landscape. We've got some really big headlines to discuss.
Absolutely, Jane. Kicking things off with a major development, the U.S. first restricted, then restored, South Korean access to Anthropic's Mythos and Fable 5 models. Chris Ciori from Anthropic confirmed that these frontier models will be available again within days.
That's a huge relief for South Korean users, Paul. Apparently, this swift restoration follows some positive G7 negotiations with President Trump, which really highlights the geopolitical influence on AI access right now.
It certainly does, Jane. Moving on, the open source AI landscape is really expanding. We saw Poolside AI release Laguna M1, a massive 225 billion parameter model, and Zipu also launched their GLM 5.2.
Yes, Paul, these are significant additions. Laguna M1 is particularly interesting with its 256K context window and Apache 2.0 license, making it very accessible for developers to explore the codebase. Zipu's GLM 5.2 also continues to push boundaries, you know?
Switching gears to OpenAI, they've launched a new record and replay feature for Codex. This allows users to automate repetitive administrative tasks, like expense reports, by turning manual actions into reusable skills.
That's a practical application that many users will appreciate, Paul. It's all about making AI agents more useful for day-to-day productivity and reducing those tedious, repetitive tasks we all face.
And on a more impactful note, OpenAI, in collaboration with Boston Children's Hospital, used their O3 deep research to diagnose 18 unsolved pediatric genetic cases. The findings were even published in the journal NEJM AI, Jane.
That's truly groundbreaking, Paul. Using AI to solve long-standing medical mysteries is a powerful demonstration of its potential, and it offers hope for families dealing with these complex conditions.
Another notable move from OpenAI is their hiring of former White House AI advisor Dean W. Ball. He's set to lead their new Strategic Futures Policy team, which is a pretty significant role.
Indeed, Paul. Bringing in someone with Dean Ball's experience, especially after he authored the White House AI Action Plan, shows OpenAI's commitment to navigating the complex policy landscape as AI continues to evolve. It's a smart strategic hire.
Before we wrap up, Jane, I wanted to quickly touch on Senator Bernie Sanders' proposal to give the public a 50% equity stake in large AI companies. That's certainly causing a stir.
It's a bold proposal, Paul, and as you can imagine, it's met with a lot of pushback from tech investors. They're warning that such a mandate could deter new startups and stifle innovation in the sector, which is a valid concern.
Absolutely. Well, that's the MergeSort AI Digest for June 19th, 2026. Thank you for joining me, Jane.
My pleasure, Paul. Always a lively discussion.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more AI news. See you next time.